Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, family. Hold on 1 second. I'm opening up everyone's line.
Yay! Eyes free!
You know better.
Eyes free! What's up, family?
Shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace in Jesus, man.
What's going on, family?
I think you're never going to open up my line, man.
I told you about calling in late. Cuckoo, my booty.
I was on time.
I'm so sorry.
I was open your line.
Hello.
I'm sorry, Sister. She said,
y'all got
5 minutes.
Y'all got
2 minutes
and 25
seconds.
You got
How long were you two on the phone together? Jesus.
Almost 12.
You were like two women.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
No, hours.
I was looking at my watch.
I'm looking at my watch right now.
Telling you, 5 minutes and 2 minutes, 5 minutes and 67 seconds. Yep.
Well, thank God people love you too. Oh, my goodness. You got a lot of callers online, so let's get started, gentlemen. Praise the Lord.
Say amen.
Pray all praise to the Father that's in the third heaven forever.
All praise, man.
You know what I'm saying? So what I want to do is let's just give a clap to the Most High. Let's go and give a clap.
Amen.
All praise to the Father. Everything, every single thing go right back to the Father forever. You know what I'm saying?
And amen.
I thank God that, you know, that people decided to call in today because we really have a doozy. You know, a lot of people got to understand these scriptures. When you go through these scriptures, you got to make sure you understand fully. And if you don't understand, just fast and pray and ask the Father to show you. During this precept, we're going to find out what talents is really all about. You know, because we look at a portion of the talents when you go into the New Testament and talk about the pastors, the deacons, the evangelists and stuff like that. But then also through the scriptures, we need to find out and show other talents. You know, you might be a poetry writer. You might be a rapper. You might be an artist, a digital artist. You might be good with the computers or with a camera or anything. You better believe after this precept, you're going to understand that that stuff is even more important. We're going to find out how strong this thing is. And we're going to also find out that your talent can also cast out devils.
Amen.
Do you know that your talent can cast out devils?
Oh, wow.
Y'all, we have ourselves a doozy.
won't.
We have ourselves a dude. I got a man. Cuckoo! Nakami, you all right, big brother?
Shalom.
Hey, what's going on, big bro?
Everything to wild, bro. To wild.
To wild, bro. Grace and peace, bro. Grace and peace. I got your precept downloading, and boy, I got me some good stuff to go check out. I'm at work tomorrow. Can't wait to hear it. Talk to Joe about it, man. I thank the Father that he allowed you to bring the peace together. All praises. All praises to the Father. All right, grace and peace, family. My name is Brother Isaiah. I'll bring the precept tonight, and my reader tonight was Brother Nakomi, a.k.a. Lou Israel, a.k.a. the Preacher Holic. It's time for us to take these scriptures off the shreds.
Amen.
And as always, in the Bible Blog Talk Show, pure razor blades and lemon juice.
That's right.
All the time. So it's time for us to get started in this precept. Got my paper together, got my coffee. Grab your scriptures. Give me 1 second. Putting everything on mute because I'm not stopping today. My daughter not here. All right, amen. All right, grace and peace, brothers and sisters. The name of the precept that we will be going with tonight is called Keep Listening to Man and See What Will Happen to Your Talents. One more time. Keep listening to man and see what will happen to your talents. Because there's one thing we need to understand here. You know, we're so quick to look at the knowledge. You know, I was talking to a pal of mine, you know, a good friend. You know, and we was discussing this matter yesterday because I actually had something else put together. But I had to bring this precept today because I was talking to this buddy of mine, and you know, she told me that they were saying that, you know, your talents that the Most High was talking about in Matthew 25 was just talking about the knowledge and all that kind of stuff. Something like the New Testament when they talk about, you know, pastors, elders, and deacons. It was basically saying that your talent is like, how can I put it? Like the things you do around the church. That's the best way I can sum it up. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you today that your talents go even further than that. To the point that you do your talent so good, you'll be able to stand in front of great men. Thank you so much, Nakomi, because I was thinking about you when I was putting this precept together. Because if the Lord called us to be great, why not be great? But brothers get in the way and use scriptures to try to tell you that in order for you to be great, you got to sit in front of me and talk to you for a couple of hours. I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, you are greater than that. You are much greater than that. If the Lord put it on your heart to be a singer, then you better sing your ass off of God. If you a rapper, you better be rapping your behind off of God. If you an artist or anything you doing, you better go 100 for God. Because I'm a living example to show you exactly what can happen. And guess what? When you use your talents, you can also use that as a doctrine to people. You can put people onto the word of God about the things you do. Brothers love rap music. Just imagine you start bumping true music. You might be able to put them on like that. Well, then what if they end up going to a Wednesday poetry night and you start using your poetry to the scriptures and just start flowing? You better believe you can put people on. Because the Lord showed me through my artwork, I literally had people, I'm not going to judge them, but by looking at their profile, you would have thought they was atheists or some type of Satanist worship. Guess what? They take my page out and they was adding those scriptures and telling me to keep up the good work. You can't tell me that these talents ain't helping people on, ain't putting people on. So during these scriptures, we're going to find out how important are your talents. And we're not going to use the talents that have been taught to us. We're going to be using our own big brains that God put in our head to show you what's according to the scriptures. And then we're going to really rightly divide these scriptures to understand that we have people in the churches or people we know that believe in big I's and little U's. We ain't got that here. So that's enough of me talking. I'm going to start at Simon Lord's prayer, and then Brother Nakoma can read whatever the Father put in his heart. So all sisters, please cover your head. All brothers, please uncover your head. And if possible, let's face east towards Jerusalem so we can pray in. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Love righteousness, ye that be judges of the earth. Think of the Lord with a good heart. In simplicity of heart, seek him, for he will be found of them that tempt him not. And show himself unto such as do not distrust him. For forward thoughts separate from God, and his power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise. For unto a malicious soul wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the body that is subject unto sin. For the Holy Spirit of discipline will flee deceit, and remove from thoughts that are without understanding, and will not abide when unrighteousness cometh in. For wisdom is a loving spirit, and will not acquit a blasphemer of his words. For God is witness of his reins, and a true beholder of his heart, and a hearer of his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord filleth the world, and that which containeth all things hath knowledge of the voice. Therefore he that speaketh unrighteous things cannot be hid, neither shall vengeance, when it punished, passes by him. For inquisition shall be made unto the counsels of the ungodly, and the sound of his word shall come unto the Lord for the manifestation of his wicked deeds. For the ear of jealousy heareth all things, and the noise of murmuring is not hid. Therefore beware of murmuring, which is unprofitable, and refrain your tongue from backbiting, for there is no word so secret that shall go for naught. In the mouth that belieth slayeth the soul. Seek not death in the error of your life, and pull not upon yourselves destruction with the words, with the works of your hands. I have read Wisdom of Solomon 1 through 12. May the Lord bless the reading his word in Jesus' name.
Amen, bro. Amen. Powerful script, bro. Powerful script. All right, fam. It's time for us to get into this precept. And let's get a boost of motivation to go great for the Father. You know, why be regular? Like Nakomi said in that precept, why just be a basic? Let's go hard for the Father. Why not do the talents according to the scriptures in the New Testament and deal with the talents the Lord talk about that he give all men? Why not, instead of doubling up, why not triple up? Man, let's get into this. We're going right to the heaters. Let's go into the book of Matthew chapter 25. You're going right to the heater, the book of Matthew 25. We're going to tear all this stuff up. We're in the book of Matthew 25.
One second. Brother Nakomi, what was that out of Ecclesiastes? What verse is that again?
I mean, no, that was Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12.
Okay, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Thank you, bro. I didn't mean to interrupt that, but through, amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen. All right, brothers and sisters, let's go ahead and pull out this Matthew chapter 25. And it's Matthew chapter 25. We're going to read verses 14 through 23. But keep your mark in Matthew 25 because we can read the rest of it, just not at the time. So right now we're going to read Matthew 25, verses 14 through 23. And when you get it, big bro, go ahead and read for me. And I'll cut you off.
Matthew 25, starting at the 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to the other 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants...
Okay, amen, amen, amen. What verse was that?
I'm in 19.
Let me see. Amen. Keep going. I'm sorry for cutting you off. You're on the spot. Thank you.
19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Now, who want to take a chance on something like this? Who want to take a chance on something like this? Now, for one, you know the way of writing is Jesus Christ himself. You know what I'm saying? So he's supposed to have the last word on anything you do anyway. He said, man, a man that got 5 talents, man, I want you to double up and put a double portion on that. And even when you put your double portion on, that's just little. But I'm going to give you great. Enter into the joy of the Lord. The man that had received 2, man, he went crazy on them too. And Lord, man, you know you're doing crazy on them too? I'm going to give you a couple more. Let me see what you're going to do with that. You did that? Shit, get in the kingdom, man. What you playing for? You think this is only talking about going to class on the Sabbath day? Do you think this is just turning on the computer and doing a couple of Sabbath lessons? You think this is talking about that? How could you get a talent out of that? This is talking about the ones that picked that pen up and started doing that poetry for the Most High. And he go double up on your portion, and now instead of you being at home doing a poetry thing or doing it at home, hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and send you out there in the streets. I'm going to send you out there to that night show, and I'm about to use you to double up on that portion so you can put people on for my purpose. Or if you're a rapper, you know, you just rapping online or something like that, you know what I'm saying? You doing everything you can for the Lord. Well, it's okay, I'm going to double up on that. I'm going to go ahead and put those on CDs. You put my CDs, I'm putting your heart to go sell them out to them. You sell them out to them, now I'm going to put some people in your power so you can do great for me. And you're going to get paid very well. But remember, that's just a little bit. Because the Lord said, y'all been faithful over a few things, but I'm going to give you over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Who want to take a chance on that? Who want to take a chance on something like that? The ones who want to take a chance on that is the ones that this priesthood is talking about. Keep listening to man and see what happened to your talent. You don't listen to no man that tell you, well, this is what you need to do. You go in that Bible and you search that thing up for yourself because you are only in charge of your own salvation. Don't put your trust in another man. But these people that Lord Jesus Christ is talking about in the book of Matthew chapter 25, these are the people that buckled down and took care of the business and didn't give a damn about what anybody else was doing, but doubling up on those stats, on them talents. Because you know we're surrounded by angels all the time. You know we're not always doing right all the time. Don't you know about if you just double up on those talents and keep your sins at a minimum, maybe the Lord will forgive you for all that anyway? Every time the angels come out reporting you taking care of your business. Hey, Lord, he was down there Monday through Friday. He took care of your business. Hey, Lord, he slipped up a little bit right here, but he doubled up on that portion. Oh, yeah, well, give him a little more. Let me give him a little bit more. Don't you know the Father's looking at our work in the vineyard? Don't you know it's everlasting life on the lake of fire? Don't we know that? But what's the problem? What do we have to make sure of? Keep your marker here. Let's go to the book of Galatians chapter 6. Keep your finger here because we're coming right back. Let's go to the book of Galatians chapter 6. What could be the problem? Let's find the problem. The book of Galatians 6, and all we want is verse 7.
Galatians 6 and 7. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things.
Verse 7.
Oh, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
You better be mad for this. You better not be deceived. You think you safe just because you go to class on the Sabbath day? You think you safe just because you honor the dietary law? You think you safe because you go to the feast days? The Lord showed us what happened to us in Egypt. The whole multitude of Israel took hold of the Passover, and ain't none of making a laugh out of us except Caleb and Joshua. Moses didn't even make it out. We better understand this thing. But the book is telling us, don't be deceived, y'all. Don't be afraid to do great for the Father. Because if you're afraid to do great for the Father, you have been deceived by the words of another man. What do you think is going to happen? Let's go back in the book of Matthew chapter 25. What do you think is going to happen? Let's look at the scary man. Let's look at the man that's been paying attention to too many teachers instead of him reading the book for himself. Let's go right back in the book of Matthew 25. And we're going to read 24 to 30. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Matthew 25, starting at the 24. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I know that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I...
You wicked, lazy servant. You mean to tell me he was afraid and I only gave you one to do? So if he was afraid, just click it in the old term. He might have been, somebody might have spooked him on not doing that talent. Y'all, you need to be doing that. Just go to class. God, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. You don't need to be doing all that. You can't do it here. That might mess you up big time and have you buried the one thing that could have got you into the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God. You think a little kid because you was afraid? He's showing you what's going to happen to a person that's afraid. We got to make sure we're not deceived. We got to make sure we're not deceived. Don't put your trust in no man. Whatever he put in your heart to do, you better do it. And the Father show you how deep that rabbit hole can really go. Go ahead and read, bro.
26 again. Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow it not, and gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest, therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take, therefore, the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents, for unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not, shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Man, what ain't playing? Well, I ain't playing with you. I ain't playing with you. He ain't playing with none of us. He ain't playing with us. You mean to tell me I didn't give you all this stuff to do? I gave you one thing to do. You mean to tell me you couldn't do that? I got something better for you. Since you don't want to use that hand to do that all work I put in your hands, give it to the man that got the 10. Because all you ain't nothing but a lazy, slothful servant in my face, and you wicked. Since you don't want to use your talents and go above, I take it away and give it to somebody else that is better than you. And I ain't forget about it. Cast his ass in the lake of fire. And bound him hand and foot. There should be weeping and gnashing of teeth, since you want to be fearful and afraid and go beyond for me. Weeping, gnashing like a fire. And you got eternity to think about what you have done. I ain't trying to hear that. But we have to make sure we're not deceived. Now let's look at a supreme example of someone using their talent. Let's go in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. Because after the Lord got done with Saul, man, I'm done with you, Saul. You know, you showed me that you believe in yourself. You faithless. I can't deal with you. I found somebody better than you. And let's look at how this conversation goes. And think about this conversation when you're out and about. We're in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel 16, and we're going to read verses 12 through 23. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
1 Samuel 16, starting at the 12. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul's servants said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well.
And hold on. Well, what do you mean the soldiers didn't say go grab some scrolls and let's go ahead and read him some scriptures? I ain't said nothing wrong with that. But if you know somebody cast with a spirit, why is it that we don't look at it that, and it just, why we only look at it in that light? They didn't say go find somebody who cold with the book, that been breathing hard all day. No, we need somebody that got a talent. Because best believe the music you listen to can prove what kind of spirit is on you. Go ahead, big bro.
17. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning and plain and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and prudent in matters and comely person. And the Lord is with him. Therefore Saul sent messenger unto Jesse and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto Saul.
Uh-huh.
And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "That David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight." And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.
Whoa! You mean to tell me David Talon cast out an evil spirit? You mean to tell me that him using his talent that God gave him with the harp, he was able to play that and cast out spirits? Now, if that happened to David, the spirit left from Saul. Just imagine a brother and sister who do R&B and poetry and rap for the Most High God. Don't you know you can do the exact same damn thing? Don't you know you can cast out devils too? It ain't always about that one flavor. Just come to class and read it. You got so many other flavors, boy. The Lord God in Israel was the sherbet ice cream. He got all flavors. I'll let you deal with the red, but hell, I got green. I got yellow. You know, if you tan them things up, you double your portion, I got blue. I even got white. Like what I said before the precept started. Before my first Instagram crashed, before that crashed, and Lord blessed me with a better one, but before that one crashed, I had people around the whole world commenting on my work, scriptures and all. You go view their profile, you would have thought they was an atheist or a devil worshiper or something. But guess what? They congratulated me, showed love to me, and made some pretty, they used some pretty good wording to help me out. You mean to tell me by doing that you can show them something? Don't tell me that this stuff ain't no talents that God gave us. You can't tell me that because he's constantly keep showing us that these are talents. It was a sister that her son had amnesia, real bad amnesia. And she followed me on my Bible comic page on Facebook and said that her son is doing well and he's sitting up in the hospital right now reading my Bible comics. You can't tell me that this ain't no talents like God is talking about in the book of Matthew 25. We have to understand that there are way more flavors out here that's just meat that's just been taught to us. Come to class, come to class, come to class. But do you read this Bible? They was out and about doing other things. Now, I ain't biting nobody and trying to tell you that that's just, you know, stop whatever. I'm not saying all that. All I'm telling you to do is that you open your eyes up and you make a decision. We all need to buckle down on our talents that the Most High God gave us and give it to him. Double up on that portion. So at the time appointed, he can set you in front of great men. So the next test may come to you and tell you that this is not what he's talking about. Come right here in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 12 through 23, and show David using his talent that God gave him to cast out devils. Because we need to understand, ain't attacking nobody, but we need to be aware of this thing right here. When the Bible was talking about be aware of people, you got to understand we need to broad our mind now to understand that this is just not talking about people that go to church on Sunday. When you really buckle down and reading this book, you're going to find people that you see every single day in the Sabbath classes or somebody you do know who know truth. Because remember, a lot of people operate in big I's and little U's. Not, we don't do that here. And because we don't do that here, you can see how the Lord blessing us. Everybody get the exact same love. Everybody get the same respect. And we know how to talk to one another. And we show esteem towards one another. We don't do that here. Ain't no big ass little U's. We all trying to make it and help each other too. That's all we all about. But we need to understand that it's big eyes and little U's. Because if you're telling me that I need to come to class and sit here, turn around, I'm wasting all my talents and I'm getting jacked up left and right. I don't know why. Maybe that's the reason why. Because you're not doing these other talents that God put in your way. That might be the reason why. When things ain't going right, that might just be the reason why. Because you send your ass down on them talents, and I gave you a multitude to do, but you listen to somebody else, and you get fearful, and now the stuff I gave you is just there collecting dust. We better take heed to this picture and understand, keep listening to man, see what will happen to your talent. But we still got to look at the picture. What's the problem? Why is it such a big problem when people want to go out and do their own thing? What's the problem when you focus all your energy on a talent that God gave you? What's the problem? Let's see if the Bible can show us. Let's go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. So now we got to find what the problem is. We're in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to pick it up in verse 3, just that one verse, so we can understand what is the problem. But you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
1 Peter 5 and 3. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock.
Ding, 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 ding. A light bulb should pop in. So now you have your big eyes and little U's. The problem is we have too many people that's wanting to be lords over God's heritage. There's nothing wrong with getting things straight. Ain't nothing wrong with making sure people know what they need to be doing. But don't sit here and try to rule authority over a man or a woman if you see that the things that they have can prosper. Being lords over his heritage, you can do that.
Oh, you don't need to be doing that. Just do this over here. Now you're wrong, partner.
I might not be a gospel singer. I might want to grab a Gucci man beat and go hard for the Father. What's wrong with that? I might want to grab a 2 Chainz beat and bump that crazy and go hard for the Father. What am I doing wrong? I might want to sit back and draw all day and kick it on the Sabbath day at home. What's wrong with that? The problem is that we have too many people ruling over the Lord's heritage. That's the problem. Too many people are going way too far in authority. That's the problem. That's the problem we have, brothers and sisters. Because I can show it to you in the Bible the Lord got a real problem with a fearful man. And guess what? Fearful falls up in the same category as a whoremonger. And when you look at the Hebrews concordance of a whoremonger, or even the Hebrew, or even the Greek concordance, a whoremonger ain't nothing but a male prostitute. A fearful man ain't no better than a male prostitute. If you're scary, you can't do nothing. You right up in the category with them. So we need to stop this madness. If the Father puts something in your heart, do it with your might. Wipe the dust off of your work in the vineyard and go hard for the Father while you're still alive, because the Bible said itself that a live dog is better than a dead lion. As long as you're still alive, you have a chance to make it into God's kingdom. And it might erase some of that foolishness you've been doing. Because the book just says, it says, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. But we're not dealing with the good stuff right there. We need to buckle down and find out that we have men in the vineyard that do stuff like this. Sitting here talking about, Tanya's ain't talking about this. You got to be crazy. Now we go into the book of Jude, so we know that they have always mingled in with us. And after we finish reading the book of Jude, you're going to think for yourself and understand that the Lord has always been talking about the ones that sit right next to you. I'm letting you know right now, I'm starting to think that talking about people that go to church on Sunday is actually a blind card for the people who's trying to serve God. And the reason why I say that is because you see more of the behavior of the Hebrews that God warned us about more than the things that you see people the things that people do on Sunday. The book is about watching out for them. So we're in the book of Jude. Jude tore it up. This is a personal letter that Jude is writing to us. So we need to read this stuff because the book of Jude is about to tell us the type of people we're surrounded by. So we're in the book of Jude. It's only one chapter. Excuse me on that. We're in the book of Jude, chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 3 and 4, then we're going to skip.
Jude 1, starting at 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Did you catch that? It said ordained? You mean tell me these people were ordained to come? You think this is just talking about now? They dealt with this same madness and foolishness back then. You even say Enoch talked about this. But let's start back at verse 3. It said, beloved, when I gave all diligence, that word diligence, careful and zeal. He was real careful when he wrote this. Real careful and had straight zeal when he was writing this. I'm telling y'all, the ones that got ears to hear this message, the ones that's not playing in the book, the ones that's trying to serve God with all your might, the ones that's doing talents, I'm talking to you. You listen to me thorough because I'm taking my time with zeal writing this so you know that you got BS people that play in the book. You got big eyes and little U's. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort, that's urge, I'm urging you, that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares. Crept in where? Crept in where we at? The ones we need to look out for is the ones that's creeped in next to us. You think the scriptures say in vain in the book of Romans chapter 1 about debate, maliciousness, with that stanky, funk, nasty attitude, and in the synonyms, a bitchy attitude? The hypocrites? You think the scriptures are saying that stuff in vain? Because when these people creep up and they get a position of authority, it's going to lead back to them. You listen to me. We need to do this. But the book of Jude is always telling you, I'm earnestly telling you, you need to watch out for the ones that's sitting right next to you. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. So they were meant to be here. You are supposed to see them. They know book. They know the truth. But the book's saying they crept in unawares. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. How do you think they denying them? They denying them by showing you their way. Because the Lord put in my heart to show the people, are we ignorantly taught how to become Pharisees? You got to understand, the Pharisees knew the law. They were perfect at it. They did the dietary law. They kept the Sabbath day holy. They did them things. But God said, you got to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. And a lot of people misunderstand when the Lord said, because they say and don't do. But when you read the full description of a Pharisee, it simply show you they were hypocrites. They thought they stuffed and stank. They were pride, and they was filled with vain and hubris knowledge. They had excessive pride, and they thought they was right. In the book of Job, chapter 11, tore it up to pieces. That's what Jesus was talking about. You got to exceed their righteousness. But we need to be aware. They around us. They stuck around us. And it's all about them, and it's not about you. You got to listen to me. I'm telling you, listen to God. Now, we're going to skip down to verse 10. We're going to read verses 10 through 19.
Starting at the 10. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone.
Wait, what did you say? But they speak evil of those things which they know not. They don't know that these talents that God gave you is actually a great way to help the people. They don't know when you go hard for the Father, when you're doing your poetry writing, you're doing your artwork or whatever the Father put on. They don't know that this stuff can help people on, can help put them on, can strengthen them in their faith. They don't know that. They just think that you need to come to me and sit down and listen. They don't know how powerful these talents are. But the book said, but these speak evil of those things which they know not. Like what? We talk about talents. We talk about fringes. We talk about the feast days. They even talk about the new heart. They talk bad about those things and they don't even know. You can't put a new heart lesson together and not know that God is talking about the future, because the book of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Isaiah prophesied to show you that it's in the future. And the book of Isaiah chapter 31 and 31, and you keep reading down, will show you that no man will teach another man. Every time you hear new heart, they skip right over that. That new heart is in the future, because we sit back and preach to each other every single day. So we got to be mindful of that. I ain't mean to cut you off, bro. Go ahead and read.
Verse 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kore. These are spots in your feast of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withered without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, warning stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.
Oh!
And
So, but the question is, if you caught it, where they at? These people that speak evil and that they know not. These people that crept in unawares. Where they at? Verse 12. These are spots in your feast of charity. When they feast with you. Who you think they around? They around you. They know book. They know the truth. They sitting right there with you. How many bogus people we know that know we Israel? How many we know? Because we sit here pointing a finger at all these other churches. But the Lord has keep showing you that thing is an S and it's going to do a U-turn right back to you. They right here with us. Go ahead and read.
14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these sayings. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves sensually, having not the Spirit.
Oh, yeah, they always been around us. You think about it. Just sit back and think about this for a second. It is very important for us to understand what the book of Jude is telling us. Because people always try to give us the rope around and try to point at other people. Now, I'm not saying that they purposely do this, because I know that we teach the doctrine of men. It could be in ignorance. But what we need to understand is that the book is talking about us. This whole book we're reading is about us. Because you have to understand that in the truth, you have people that's in the position to be, I'm the big I, and you are the little you. We need to understand that's not the way to go. You need to understand that whatever the Father put on your heart, man, you do that. I don't care if you get kicked out and you lonely. It's better to know that you have a better shot. Because you taking care of the Father's business. Because they really don't understand. Going back into that verse, which one say again? Okay, going back to verse 11, it say, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Now, I just got a little definition of the word gainsaying. And it's in a verb. It means deny or contradict. Well, you, a lot of people do, a lot of people talk and not even knowing that they contradicting themselves. You come across talents, and they turn around and say, you ain't got to do them talents. And we just read in the book of 1 Samuel about David using that talent with the heart to cast out devils. We just found out with them talents, God said that he'd give you double and you get a spot in the kingdom for doing your talents. And if you don't do your talent, the book showed us that you ain't got no position in his kingdom. You got no business in his kingdom. You only fit for the fire. And you will be bound hand and foot. If we talked a little bit about fringes, or even the things that the Comey brought on the table with the Bible code, the creation, you know what I'm saying? And how the Lord used Nakoma to bring up the feast of dedication and how he take hold of it. Through the grace of God, man, God willing, next year I want to do it big time and start doing it every year. Because we need to respect the other things in this book. But a lot of people talk evil of these things. Like, for example, fringes. The Lord said, wham. He come a thousand some years later, you see him wearing them. Then we turn around and say, you don't have to wear them. They do nothing for us. So you mean to tell me that your word is greater than God's word? The man that got the keys to the kingdom, you mean to tell me your word is better than his? It's not. Because the Lord put in my heart to put a lesson together to show you really about them fringes. It's supposed to make you remember to keep the commandments and not to go after your own heart. How many of us going after our own heart? How many of us have become vain and hubris in our thoughts? Maybe if you was winning, you'd look down and know that you're not supposed to be doing that. Well, you really need to understand. It's not part of the lesson. I just really want you to think. And I'm not telling you just to hard out and go out what I'm talking about, but we got the scriptures to prove it. Read the scriptures and don't put your trust in no man. You put your trust in the Father. That's it. So let's be mindful of that. Let's move along. Let's go into the book of Proverbs chapter 6. Because when the Lord give you something, you just can't sit on it. You got to do something with it. In the book of Proverbs chapter 6. The book of Proverbs chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 4 through 11. So we understand when you got this power, when you got this talent in your position, you got to do something with it. When you get it broke, go ahead and read.
Proverbs 6, starting at the 4. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise, which hath no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, in thy want as an armed man.
So the things that God put in your position, you know, when the Lord gives you something to work with, anything, whatever the Father put in your heart, do your own research on the ant so you know how serious God is. Because it was one of the brothers that did a precept on go to the ant. You know, he brought up an article about a man, a scientist, put fire on the ants. And guess what? The ants were still working. They ain't got time to be busybodies in other people's business. They don't have time to be lingering around. They don't have time to be lazy. They don't have time to be working on the talent for a day and then put it up and start back on it in a couple of months. He ain't got time for that. He's that ant that's constantly keep moving around, taking care of the Father's business. That's what's going to keep you out of a lot of trouble. And when the Lord sees you move like an ant, he'll give you double and bless you for it. And even give you a position to be in front of great men. But in order for you to do that, you got to go to this ant and understand that you need to work hard. And watch how the Father put things in play for you. Now let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 17. The book of Proverbs 17. And all we want is verse 8.
Proverbs 17 and 8. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whatsoever it turneth, it prospereth.
Right? So just imagine, right, the Lord blessed you with that beautiful voice. You know, you singing good for the Lord. It puts you in a position every time you go out and do something, you go be straight. The Lord might give you a cold rhyme. Right? You know, you may all praise to the Father, this, that, and the other. Everywhere you turn and use that talent, the Most High God will put you in a position to be prosperous. It can happen. Believe it. Drop the fear. Stop listening to men and understand that a big portion of this work in the vineyard is your talent. Now let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 15. Well, of course it couldn't be Ecclesiastes 15. That means it got to be Ecclesiasticus 15. Of course. Let's make sure this is right. Okay, well, let's see if it rolls right. We're in the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 15, verse 19. I don't remember this, but it must be here for a reason, so we might as well read it. Ecclesiasticus 15, verse 19. When you get it, big bro, go ahead and read.
Ecclesiasticus 15 and 19. And his eyes are upon them that fear him, and he knoweth every work of man.
So if he know every work of man, then he know what you're doing in the vineyard. Because you think he said in vain when he said, well done, good and faithful servant? I know all about you. I know what you're doing. I know if you're being lazy or not. I even know if you're fearful. I know if you put your trust in another man rather than me. I know. But the question is, who is able to stand and do great for the Father? That's the question. Because he know all our works. So let's be mindful for that. Now let's go into the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 50, no, 2 Ezra chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 35 through 39.
Second Ezra chapter 2, 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom, for the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. Leave the shadow of this world, receive the joyfulness of your glory. I testify my Savior openly. Oh, receive the gift that is given you and be glad. Give thanks unto him that hath called you to the heavenly kingdom. Arise up and stand, behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of the Lord, which are departed from the shadow of the world and have received glorious garments of the Lord.
So that's what we want.
Don't we want to receive glorious garments of the Lord? But going back into verse 37, it said, oh, receive the gift that is given you, and be glad, giving thanks unto him that have led you to the heavenly kingdom. So I'm trying to bring you out to the kingdom, but you got to do the gifts I gave you. And when I give them to you, don't be all lumpy and lazy with it. Be glad I'm giving you something to do to keep you from this untoward generation. You could be out to doing all kind of madness. But I'm giving you talent so you be cool, you be straight, and be glad that I gave you something to do. Because I'm not just giving you everlasting life freely. You got to do something. And better believe that talent is a big part of that. Now let's go to Ecclesiasticus chapter 7. And all we want is verse 33. And I have two more after that.
Ecclesiasticus 7 and 33.
Just that one verse.
A gift hath grace in the sight of every man living, and for the dead detain it not.
That is so many levels. I got to do some more research on that last part to see the dead he's talking about. But it said a gift hath grace in the sight of every man living. So that's something to be looking forward to. Be mindful of that. Now let's go to the book of Ecclesiasticus chapter 35. And all we want is verse 9.
Ecclesiasticus 35 and 9. And all thy gifts show a cheerful countenance, and dedicate thy tithes with gladness.
Amen. You know, that tithes go so far, too, when you deal with the other precepts. But we just dealing with this top part. It said that all thy gifts show a cheerful countenance, and dedicated thy gifts, thy tithes with gladness. Now, be cheerful in the eyesight of Most High God. Always giving thanks to the Most High God. And understand that whatever talent or gift that God put in your heart to do, if you do it, it'll be prosperous. He'll put so many things in front of you to show you that this is what I want you to do. It might get to a point that you might not even need a job. You might not need a 9-to-5 if you prosperous in your ways. The Lord can allow you to work 100% for him and get paid for it. And it's working the vineyard. And you got a shot at the kingdom. But how could you do that if you holding fast to another man's faith? We got to be mindful of that. So now let's go to the last part of this precept so we can buckle down and get it. We're going to read this again. We're going back to the book of Matthew 25. And we're going to read verses 24 through 30 so we understand that God really wants us to work on these talents. And better believe, you better work on the real well and remember the ant and the vineyard. Constantly working, not lazy. Book of Matthew 25, and we're going to pick it up at verse 24. And we're going to read 24 through 30. When you get a big bro, go ahead and read.
Matthew 25, starting at the 24. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest, therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take, therefore, the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not, shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into utter darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
So there we go. Whatever the Father put in your heart to do, whether it be anything, music, poetry, art, anything, put your trust in God and do it so you don't end up in a messed up situation like this brother here. And understand, keep listening to man, see what will happen to your talent. I thank y'all for your time. Amen. I turn things over to Brother Joe and Sister William.
Shalom.
Shalom, big bro.
Yeah. Shalom, Israelite. Fire and peace, man. Another chapter for the Hebrews knowledge, man. We got to be careful with our talents. Our talents is basic things, man. I really wanted to touch on two places. I guess the one place I want to start here is in Genesis chapter 4, in verse 4, verse 3, and it said, in the process of time came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. Abel gave the best of his works, which was he was a herdsman. It wasn't that he offered a lamb or a cow or whatever it was. It was just that he just gave the best of it. Like the Lord said, I don't want no lamb. If you're gonna offer one to me, make sure it's without blemish. You got four legs. It's not cross-eyed. It's not all mutilated and maimed. Give me the first and the best, all right? Because it represented Christ. It represented him being the first and the best. You see this conversation right here, Christ being the first and the best of all men. And Cain didn't bring the first and the best, which he had an opportunity. The Lord told us, and I think that's in Exodus chapter 22 and 29. It says this, Exodus 22:29. He said, Exodus 22:29. He said, thou shalt not delay to offer the first of the ripe fruit and of thy liquor, the firstborn of thy son shalt thou give unto me. Likewise shall thou do with thine oxen, with thy sheep. 7 days shall it be with his dame, and on the eighth day thou shalt give it to me. So, and then he said, ye shall be holy men unto me, neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field, ye shall cast it out to the dogs. So, If you won't eat that, and he's telling you don't eat that, and telling you don't just give me anything, then he's telling you don't you do that. Then why would you do it to him? Something that you would give to a dog. You give the first and the best. You give him your first, and that's our righteousness. That's our reasonable sacrifice, which is your righteousness. And the talent is a basic gift that he gave us, whatever it may be, He said, give the first and the best. And the last thing I want to deal with would be when you brought up in Jude, man, I mean, oh my God, what do you do in the book of Jude? What do you start? What do you end? One thing for sure, in the book of Jude, you do have Peter talk about this book too, where Peter talk about the Spirit. And, you got to be careful with this spirit, because you got some of us that I just pick it up in verse 8. It says, I think I want to pick it up at verse 6. It says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains of under darkness until the judgment of the great day, even Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, and set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, they're being compared to Sodomites. This is how bad it is. They're being compared to Sodomites. Don't get no worse than that. Well, no, I don't think it gets any worse than that. Likewise, these filthy dreamers defiled the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil dignities. Like, you got some of these people, man, they don't know nothing about the Bible code or, you know, Cuba's knowledge or, you know, things of that nature, the spiritual warfare and things like, they don't know nothing about that. They just, you know, just pretty much regurgitating things that they heard. And this is something I try my best to remind the brothers and sisters that do listen to this Bible studies. Don't be parakeets. Go read your Bible and look for what the Lord has for you. And this is what your brother was telling you. You have talents within yourself. If you going on and you regurgitating things that belong to somebody else, those are not your talents. That's theirs. Where are yours? Where yours at? He said, likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile themselves the flesh, despising dominions, and speak evil of dignity. They don't know nothing about these things, but they got an opinion. You know, I remember the Father had shown me that, you know, after you're baptized, you know, you literally got 4 years to get some act right, or else he gonna throw you to the dogs. You know, or you take a chance on him cutting you off. I put it like that. And brother saw it. My brother Bowie saw it. But you had some elders that were speaking against it. And I asked him, I said, did you ever read it? Did you ever study it? Did you ever look into that? Well, no, but, you know, you're just giving an opinion. That's variance. That's emulation. That's just, you know, that's blatant variance. Why? You know, you shouldn't have no opinion about nothing that you haven't looked into. And this other, now we'll just skip down to 11. It said, who woe to them, for after they gone in the way of Cain, ran greedily after the error of the lamb for reward, and pair in a gangsay of Korah. He said they ran after reward. What reward? The reward of flesh, you know. I've been in the Word for X amount of years. I'm doing this and I'm doing that, you know. And people ain't got to know what you're doing. They can just see what you're doing. You don't have to tell them. If you're doing something for the Lord, they'll reveal it to you. I mean, you know, if you putting in a work, they'll see it. You don't have to go and tell everybody you're doing anything. And if it's from God, trust, he going to send those that need to get what you got. You know, and they was born for this. Unfortunately, they're going to be in your feast. Ask the book of Job. There was a day that all the sons of God came together and Satan came. So why would it be any different if all the brother and all the sons of God came and then here come the evil one? In the house of God, there are vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. You know, so we got to be careful, man, who you listening to. Don't let anybody steal your crown. I remember when, you know, I was listening at this I'm going to wrap it up here. I was listening at this artist named Israel it's a gospel group. Israel, what they call it, right? Israel New Breed. And they come out of Lakewood from up under, what's his name? Osteen, right?
Yeah, your cotton candy
free. Yeah, my cotton candy free, right? Okay. Well, what the guy was saying is this, you know, I was in a world, I had a lot of issues, my mom was on drugs, just any other, but I had talents. And Osteen didn't look at me like that. He just said, and the guy said, look, I can do this and that. And he said, okay, go ahead. And then he said, well, I want to make albums and this. And I said, really? And he saw his skills, said, all right, go ahead. And he backed him, man, just like out of nowhere, just backed him. Now this dude is all over the world, worldwide. And that's a releaser. That's somebody that released people. We had so much talent at the Israel of God, it would just blow your mind. And those talents wasn't being manifested or released. And you had a whole lot of big eyes and little U's and all this sort of type of stuff. And all of a sudden, all them talents got suffocated, and all you got was a bunch of bitter people behind it. Well, my brother Nakomi, we were sitting up there doing we were sitting at Dale Street, and we was doing the creation. He was looking at the calendar, and then he had brought up about the fourth day. He said, "Who was risen on the fourth day?" I gave him. He said, "Who was brought up on the fourth day? Who was that?" And I was like, I gave him my thoughts and this that. He said, "Nope." You know, and I said, "Well, what is?" He said, "Jesus, man, that blew me back." But I didn't say, you know, I didn't put no brakes on that. I fed into that. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Then he brought up the Bible code. I didn't put brakes into that. I fed into that because it made sense. But what if I didn't see that? What if I didn't know that? I didn't see it in a go, but I knew what he was talking about because the foundation is the calendar of God anyway. So it was easy for me to see. So we got to be releasers, man. What if I had told that man, that ain't what you're thinking? I would have buried his talent. And what if he was weak enough to receive that? He would have done that. You know, it was a lot of stuff going around the class that I read in the book turned out to be true, and a lot of brothers' talents was buried. A lot of them. And I just want to say, man, this is a great precept. Anybody that's listening, read the book from Genesis to Revelation. And when you get done, like your brother Paul said, I just finished my 66 and I'm starting back at 1. He said he just finished his, what, day before yesterday? He's starting over again. People, read your book. Read it again till you are off this earth or you can't see nothing again. And if you can't see, then you get to one with Braille. But you keep reading the Word of God. Keep reading it. You don't know what's in there. You don't know what the Father going to give. I can assume you don't know what's in it. You don't know what the Father going to reveal to you. You see? So I'm going to leave it like that. Don't listen at people telling you, oh, you don't need to know that. You don't need to know this. You don't need to know that. They stunting your growth. Don't let nobody tell you what you don't need. Try the Spirit. It may be just what you need. It may not be what that person. I yield a mic with that.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom.
Yeah. Good lesson. Like I'm saying, this is something I went through most of my ministry and showing my talents, doing all kinds of things with knowing the word. And Brother Job, he's been a witness of these things. People, when I street speak, I usually bring a song. I usually rap or something. I dance, all kinds of stuff when I'm in my ministry. And I remember this big old Israelite organization saw one of my things and called me the Antichrist and said, what is he doing? He out there, what do he call himself out there doing? But this is the same thing King David's wife said about King David when he was out there dancing, giving the Most High his all, using everything that he has. And when I bring my ministry, the things that God bring to me, I use everything I have. I don't care what nobody says. guess what? I'm going to pop lock when I'm out there. I'm going to dance. I'm going to bring the word. I'm going to show you everything God, all the talents God has given me. I'm going to be funny. God has made me be able to tell jokes and stuff. I'm going to be funny. Because guess what? I'm using everything he's given me, all the abilities he's given me. And then I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 4:9. It says, "For I think that God hath set forth his apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men." Now, I got a definition of spectacle. He said we're supposed to be a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. And spectacle means, spectacle is something exhibited to view as unusual, notable, or entertaining, eye-catching, dramatic, public display. Like say, let your light so shine before men. So I be a public display. I be eye-catching. I be doing things unusual that catch your attention, because he said we're supposed to be a spectacle to the world. So I be letting my light shine in many different ways for the Most High. I don't let nobody hold me back. God chose me for me. So guess who I'm going to be? I'm going to be me. So like I'm saying, you, everybody, whatever God gave you, man, if you can just cook, if you can, no matter what it may be, do that for the Most High God in Christ. With that, I yield the mic.
Amen. All praise. And great wording too, Brother Joe. All right, do we have anyone else that would like to? Amen. Do we have anybody else that would like to add on to the precept? The mic is yours.
We don't have any hands up right now, bro. Just want to say that Ray is a winner. She's been at the class since 97. Right? No? Yeah? Okay. She's saying the same thing I've been saying, man. The class is supposed to be full of mega stars right now. You had a rap group called the Sons of Jacob that was probably, it still is probably the best rap group that I've ever seen and heard to this day. Till this day. And they beat is 30 years old now. And I'm not, that's not having respect to person. I'm talking about flow talent, the skill talent, the scripture talent, the representation of the scripture, and flat out telling you we the sons of Jacob. They didn't come. They was KRS-One, but KRS-One didn't come out as a Hebrew Israelite group. They came flat out like that. They was doing radio shows, all kind of good stuff. You had musicians in there that was pianolists and they played all sorts of stuff, man, singers and all this stuff, man. You had all these things going on, and it was too much sirening over the flock. Now you got a bunch of old, bitter people that all they do is they piss because it was an opportunity there, and they mad, and now all you hear is a bunch of back, you know, bricks at the foundation. And they the ones throwing them at it, you know. And this is what happened. You know, if you bury your talent or you let somebody bury your talent, you know, like your brother said, if you can bake, you know, who is that brother white chicken that got that baking skill?
You talking about John Boy class?
What's the name again? Woo! She's supposed to be on the next American Baker, if there's such thing. And everything in it's completely healthy, gluten-free, and she's killing it. Whatever it is, you know, you're supposed to be the best at it. That's your talent. That's your skill. And I think Nakomi, when he do a lesson about it's not, it's something to do with when you stand before great men, something to that effect.
Diligent.
Being diligent. Yeah, being diligent with your it's similar to this, that the Lord God of Israel will make room for your talent and that you'll be able to live off of them. So I'm looking at brothers now, they living off of their talent, and others are bitter because they let somebody put their lights out. So what your brother is telling us, don't let nobody put your lights out. Be about your glow. Light your, be about that. Don't let nobody put your light out. Keep it moving. All right? Any closing comments, Prince?
No, not today. That was enough.
Okay. Well, once again, man, great precept. People will be here every Thursday night for the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class with your brother Isaiah Brown out of Peoria, man. You want to be here for these messages, these precepts, and this book that is turning to a encyclopedia concerning the flesh and mental ills. And healing at the same time, or the antidote. Pay attention to this message that this brother has. We'll be here tomorrow. We're going to finish Armageddon to the Day of the Lord. We're going to finish that up, and then that's tomorrow evening. And then on the Sabbath day, we're going to deal with the Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks. Yeah, Feast of Weeks. Tomorrow evening, or Saturday evening, to whom it may concern, let me put that out there. Those of us that actually count from the week of unleavened bread, the wave offering, that is to say, we actually count during the week of unleavened bread, the Pentecost will be this weekend. If you count the wave offering outside of the week of unleavened bread, then you celebrate the next week, which the wave offering cannot be accepted with leaven. So why are you celebrating it outside of the week on leaven? Thoughts. Anyway, that's to whom it may concern. That's Saturday evening to Sunday evening would be the Feast of Weeks, and it'll be the 50th day according to the month of Abib. So you want to participate in those things. You want to be here for that. We're going to have a special presentation, so we will be broadcasting instead of us having the Sunday morning brunch, we will actually be doing the Feast of Pentecost, okay? And so we're going to start a little bit later. We're going to start at 11 o'clock. Can you set the board for that? Okay. So we say 11 o'clock, and we'll be starting there. So those of us that's going to be here for that, just letting you know that those things are. And also, Brother Miles will be dealing with on Friday, Saturday evening at Yah's Global Kingdom. He's going to be dealing with the spirit of the Pentecost. And he wants to show us, I'm sure, the pouring out of the Spirit. This is the promise that he would give the Holy Ghost. And I, man, nobody do it like him. So, with that being said, I'm going to thank everybody for their time. And once again, great precept, great reading, Brother Nakomi, on point.
Oh, yeah, excellent reading.
And, amen. And great job. And everybody, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people. Time appointed. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.